to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, a loving Sairam and a warm greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the abode of ISPs, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you to today's Thursday Life. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. I am Raghu from Radio Sai, and I am extremely grateful to Bhagavan for giving me this opportunity to host this segment week after week. Today is 8th of May 2014 and the time right now in our studio is 11:10 a.m. Well, it's a comfortable and a warm day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. The weather forecast says that the lows in the temperature will be about 28 degrees Celsius and the highs will be in mid or late 30s. Yesterday, May 7th, happened to be the 154th birth anniversary of the great poet, short writer, short story writer, song composer, novelist, playwright, essayist, painter, Rabindranath Tagore. He was born in the year 1861, May 7th. So, on that occasion, let me start today's segment quoting a lyric from his song offering Gitanjali. The lyric goes like this, and I quote, "O Lord, pluck this little flower and take it, delay not. I fear lest it droop and drop into the dust. I may not find a place in thy garland, but honor it with a touch of pain from thy hand and pluck it. I fear lest the day end before I am aware and the time of offering go by. Though its color be not deep and its smell be faint, use this flower in thy service and pluck it while there is time." Hence, dear listeners, let us all pray to Bhagavan to make us his worthy instrument in his divine mission. So, as I said, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, in which we bring you conversations with Swami's devotees who are involved in service activities in their own place, in whatever capacity they can, in whichever way they can. In fact, Swami's devotees do take part in service activities always. In fact, the seva, as Swami says, manava seva is madhava seva, that is service to man, is service to God, has become a part of Swami's devotees' life. So today in this episode of Service Love in Action, I will be playing for you a conversation that I recorded on 19th of last month with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. Sir hails from Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and he is actively involved in the Telugu stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Sir has got a long list of talent. He is a singer, song composer, writer, playwright, and he has directed numerous dramas which was played in front of the divine presence of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Sai Kulant Hall. So today in this conversation, he'll be telling us his experience of being involved in service activities. And dear listeners, Sir has been involved in the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for more than 4 decades. So this conversation is very interesting. So let's listen to this engaging conversation with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam.
Sir, this is a segment called Service Love in Action. Now, Swami gives lot of importance to service to society. In fact, Swami has told, "Paropakarartham idam shariram." This very body is gifted to us to serve others.
Yes.
And Swami has often told, service to man is service to God, that is, manava seva is madhava seva. In fact, it goes on like, jana seva is janardana seva, nara seva is narayana seva. and Grama Seva is Rama Seva. So now, inspired by these, almost all Swami's devotees are involved in service activities wherever they are,
yes,
in whatever capacity they can. And Seva has become a part of Sai devotee's life. When we are involved in service activities, we come across many touching incidents that we see. Incidents like where we see divine hands of Bhagavan,
yes,
the unseen hands of Bhagavan, and some stories of the change that you have seen in the beneficiaries and also in the volunteers, the
yes,
transformation that happens. Now, I know that you are involved in service activities for many decades now, and you would have surely seen such many transformational incidents. So today I want you to share with all our listeners about such touching incidents.
First of all, I am extremely grateful to Bhagavan that Bhagavan has given me this opportunity to share my experiences with the listeners of Radio Sai. Yes, Bhagavan has defined service in a most beautiful way. He said, service activity can be called as seva only when it is conducted with pure love and without any expectation of name or fame or return. That is selfless service. And actually, we have been conducting a number of service activities in our region also. We had some extremely touching incidents, and incidents which have shown the transformation in the beneficiaries. The transformation is not simple transformation, it is a most astonishing transformation. By actually witnessing such incidents, there has been transformation even in the Sevadal members who are conducting the service activity also.
Yes.
I can narrate some of the experiences. Once, in our area, that is the railway Bhajanamandali area in Vishakhapatnam, we used to distribute warm blankets in the winter. So to identify the exact persons or beneficiaries who actually need our service,
yes,
we used to distribute the blankets at the dead of the night. That's the same 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the night. So we have carried blankets and we have been distributing. One of the young Sevadal member, he also accompanied me. So we are distributing. Then this young Sevadal member has questioned me, "Sir, we have been distributing these blankets to the beneficiaries. Will it reach Bhagavan's notice? Will he notice it?" Then I said, "Bhagavan is omnipresent. He knows everything. Whatever you do, wherever you do, he definitely notices it." Then somehow, the young Sevadal member, he didn't believe it. So he started waking up every beneficiary and then Sai Ram sir and offering the blanket. Then I said, "Why are you unnecessarily waking them up? Just cover the blanket on them and come away." But he was not satisfied with whatever I said. So a young boy was sleeping on some cement platform. So he was in deep sleep. This boy wanted to wake him up, but in spite of all his efforts, that boy did not wake up. I said, "Why are you waking him up? You just cover the blanket and come away." So he covered the blanket, and when he was returned, in his sleep itself, the boy just turned and in his deep sleep said, "Sai Ram." Our young Sevadal member was astonished to hear that. And he shed tears. He told me, "Sir, I am extremely sorry that I did not know that Bhagwan knows every act that we does. He is an omnipresent witness of our activities.
Yes.
And again, next time I will never wake anybody up before giving the banquet."
Banquet.
Such incidents really give us a surprising experience.
Mm.
I think our enthusiasm in conducting the activities increases with such kind of experiences.
It inspires and motivates us to do
definitely.
More activities.
Definitely. Another time, sir, we were going ahead with the distribution of the blankets, and there were only one blankets were left. So we went. An old man was just sitting under a tree. He covered the blanket, which we gave a year back.
Okay. Mm.
So I could identify our blanket.
Mm.
So he was covering the blanket. It was torn at three or four places. Then we offered the new blanket to him.
Mm.
Then he said, "Sai Ram, sir, I don't need the blanket." We were surprised at his answer. "See, your blanket is torn. You need a new blanket. Mm. Kindly accept it." Then he said, "Sir, I am at least having this torn blanket to cover myself.
Mm.
But there is a young boy who is sleeping under the tree. He does not have even a shirt. Kindly offer him."
Mm.
Then I was surprised at the sacrificial mentality that he has expressed. Then our young Sevadal member, he questioned that old man, "Sir, how did you get such a noble idea that you should sacrifice the blanket which you have to receive to that boy?"
Yes.
Then he said, "Sir, all your brothers, Sai brothers, have come, and while offering the blanket to me, said Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. So from then onwards, daily I am chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Over a year, I am chanting the name of Sai Ram. And that is why, because of the chanting of the name, probably I have got this noble idea of sacrificing this blanket to that young boy." So we were surprised at the gesture, his noble gesture expressed by him. See, what a transformation the chanting of Sai Namam has actually brought in him. The transformation of Bhagwan's name brought in him was something astonishing. So that was one of the experiences. So the effect of that on our Sevadal members is now more number of Sevadal members are participating in the distribution of blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Another very touching incident has happened in a Girijan village. There is Galipadu. It's a village about 5,000 feet above on the mean sea level.
In Andhra Pradesh?
And full, yes, in Vishakhapatnam district, Anantakiri Ghat section.
Okay.
It is full of stones. The hill is full of rock.
Mm.
And particularly this village is on the top of the hill. When our Sevadal members went there, the villagers asked for water, if we could provide drinking water for them.
Mm.
So after conducting some service activities like Narayana Seva and distribution of clothes, it so happened that the villagers were interested to see Bhagwan.
Mm.
Why? Because these Girijan villages and the villagers, they do not know the name of any politician, or they do not see a newspaper, they don't know what is a cycle also.
Mm.
a very obscure village. The only name that they know now is Sai Ram.
Okay.
So about 50 villagers from that village came to Prashant Nilayam along with us. And when Bhagavan was giving darshan, Bhagavan asked them, "What do you want?" And all the villagers in one voice asked Bhagavan, prayed Bhagavan, that, "Swami, we want water. We want drinking water." Then Bhagavan turned to our youth and asked them, "Why can't you dig a well?" Then our youth replied, "Swami, it is a hill full of stones and practically there will be no water there." Then Bhagavan made a wonderful remark. "You go and dig the well. Let it be a rock. Let it be anything. It is my responsibility to send the water."
Okay, wow.
So, our youth members as well as the Girijans, they were all very much happy. They were excited after hearing Bhagavan's words, and they returned. Then our youth have taken a group of artisans to dig the well, and one hydrogeologist also to test the presence of water. The hydrogeologist from the university said, "It is waste digging a well there and there will be no water at all."
Okay.
And the artisans who were to dig the well, they were also of the opinion that there will be no water there. Then our youth have requested them, "It is our sincere prayer to Bhagavan, and Bhagavan has assured that he will send water."
Yeah, it's his responsibility. That's what
responsibility. Bhagavan said it is his responsibility to send the water.
Yes.
So we want to implicitly obey Bhagavan's orders, and so kindly dig the well. So on our request, they dug the well up to 25 feet, and there was no trace of water. And they said, "It is futile to dig a well there." And they went away. Then we called another batch of artisans. They were also of the same opinion that there will not be any water there. So, all right. But they agreed to our request and they have dug for another 25 feet.
Same place.
So, at the same place. Though the total depth was 50 feet, actually there is no trace of water. And we met a sheet rock.
Okay.
Complete hard rock. The artisans told us, "Sir, see, we met a sheet rock and it is practically impossible to cut the rock. Okay. It's very difficult. And there will be no water." But somehow, our youth, in unflinching faith in Bhagavan, said, "Bhagavan has assured that there will be water here. Kindly cut the stone for another 2 feet. And if there is no water, you can go away." And particularly the Girijans, they heard from Bhagavan that he will send water. Then they said, "When God has said that there will be water, how can you say that there will be no water?" Then finally they agreed to cut the stone for another 2 feet. That night, all our youth and the Girijans, they conducted an akhand bhajan throughout the night. The entire valleys and the reverberating with Sai Namam. And they put vibhuti in the well and the whole of the night they conducted the akhand bhajan. So early in the morning, they cut the stone for another 2 feet, and surprisingly, after cutting 2 feet, a wonderful spring emerged from the stone, and to their surprise, in 5 hours, 27 feet height of the well was filled up with fresh water.
Okay.
The water was sweet and very crystal clear.
Nice.
And that well is supplying water for 4 villages now.
Mm.
When we were asked the villagers, you can take the water from tomorrow.
Mm.
Then you will be surprised. The Girijans told, sir, water has emerged from this well because of Bhagawan's blessings.
Mm.
Therefore, we will take the water from the well. We will drink the water from the well only when he inaugurates the well.
Okay.
How is it possible to Bhagawan to inaugurate the well? Then, all right, to their request, we made out a plaque of this well has been inaugurated by Bhagawan.
Mm.
The Satya Sai Sujala Pathakam has been inaugurated by Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba Ji. And we made out a plaque.
Mm.
And we brought to Prashanthi Nilayam.
Okay, to Swami.
And normally such plaques are not allowed to be carried into the Kulwanthal.
Okay.
So as per the rules, the plaque was not allowed to be taken inside.
Mm.
We were a little bit disappointed. Mm. When we were sitting, Bhagawan came, and when he gave the darshan, he asked, where is the plaque?
He himself asked.
Yes, he asked. Sorry. And suddenly our people went running outside and brought the plaque. Bhagawan waited till the plaque was brought and he blessed.
Oh, nice.
See, what a wonderful experience.
Yes.
After an excellent service activity.
Mm.
And today, all the Girijans in the surrounding areas where they are taking water from this well and as well as the other water projects, our youth are conducting there. Every day, morning and evening, Sai Bhajan, Sai Nama Sankirtanam is going on. And one more important thing is the villagers are addicted to a kind of wine which is prepared locally. They drink that. But today, a number of people are leaving the habit of drinking wine.
Yes.
And they are nicely doing bhajan and doing their regular activity, and the cultivation which they are doing it with much more interest now.
Mm.
Because drinkable water is at their doorstep.
Mm. Earlier they had to come downhill to take water.
They used to come downhill more than 300 meters.
Okay. Mm.
For just a pot of water they used to come and they used to climb.
Yeah,
even pregnant ladies used to carry water with lot of difficulties. And because there was no water, they were not taking bath, anything. Only for drinking purposes or cooking purposes, they used to take pot full of water, that's all. For once in 3 days or once in 2 days, they used to come down and take the water. Now that situation is not there. Now they are very healthy because of every day they are taking bath and there is sufficient water for them for their regular activity in the houses.
Mm.
Yes. And one more experience which I had noticed in my area, we have been conducting Narayana Seva for the last 45 years, uninterrupted, every Sunday it is going on. About 200 people come there to take food. So previously, we used to give only some sambar rice and some curry and all we used to give. When we were conducting this activity, a number of philanthropic people, they also came and joined us. And we never requested them. On their own, they have come and they are also participating in the Narayana Seva activity.
Mm.
They are washing the plates and all. And they are cooking. And the entire activity is done by only Sevadal members. No special cooks are engaged for that. Now, with the inspiration that they got from this activity, they built a shed there. It was attached to a temple, actually. That temple was in a very shabby condition in those days. Nowadays, because of this activity, the temple activity in the temple has increased.
Okay.
The temple has been developed. And surprisingly, all those people who are not non-devotees, who have joined our activity, they are offering now every Sunday sweets and hot along with the sambar rice and all.
Okay.
A full-fledged meal is offered to the poor now. Narayan Seva is going on very well there for the last 45 years, uninterrupted by Bhagavan's grace. I think it will continue forever. And one more incident has happened in Bombay, which I know, an excellent transformation in a beneficiary. Our Sevadal members used to offer khichdi every morning at 8:30, because all the beneficiaries, Narayanas, they will leave the place at 9 o'clock. So we used to offer it 8:30.
Every day, sir?
Every day.
Oh.
Every day.
Mm.
A lot of people used to come take khichdi and they as prasadam, and they used to go away. Once, a friend of one of our Sevadal member, he has come there, and he saw this service activity. But he has noticed some healthy people in the beneficiaries, in the Narayanas, who are taking food.
Some well-to-do people.
Not well-to-do, actually, they're healthy people.
Okay.
Very healthy people. Then, he remarked, "So why are you feeding such healthy people?
Mm-hmm.
You can feed who really do not have food."
Yeah, okay.
By seeing the health of some of the beneficiaries or Narayanas, we can easily identify that they have sufficient resources for taking food.
They can work and earn money and take food.
So our Sevadal member has replied very nicely. He said, "When somebody comes for taking food, we should not differentiate whether he is rich or poor. He has come in search of food.
Yes.
He wanted food, that is why he has come here. So let us feed him."
Because God is there in everyone.
Yes.
We should see God in them. That's why Narayan Seva it's called.
It is Narayan Seva.
Yes.
So we don't differentiate between rich or poor or healthy or unhealthy people. No. It is our duty to feed them, that's all. Anyway, our friend was not satisfied with the answer. But, surprisingly, after the Narayana Seva, one of that healthy persons who was taking food, he came to him, "Sir, you are discouraging them to give food to healthy people like us, is it not?" "Yes, why should we give food to healthy people like you?" this boy questioned. Then he said, "Let me tell you my story. I was working in a company and I used to feed my family with the meager salary that I used to get from the company, and that company is closed now. I do not know any other work other than what I used to do in the company. Therefore, there was no source of income. How to feed my family? I was searching for a job. And then it so happened, I met a pickpocket. He trained me how to pick pockets. Then I became an expert in that. And I used to pick pockets and earn money and feed my family. But to pick pockets, I must go in a busy time. That is morning when the suburban trains are busy and when the buses are busy, city buses are busy, crowded. Then only I can do that. My picking pocket will be successful only in that time. But my wife was unable to prepare food so early. But fortunately for me, here Narayana Seva is being conducted just in time at 8:30 in the morning. Therefore, I was coming here from last so many days to take food here and go for my activity. But after taking food here, once I wanted to pick the pocket of a person who was carrying money. He was talking to his daughter. I overheard the conversation. So the money was being taken for her marriage. She was the only daughter of a poor man. Somehow he got the money after selling all his possessions. And he wanted to perform the marriage. Both of them were very, very happy. Then I thought, suppose I rob the money from them, what will happen to the marriage of that girl? What will happen to the family? Their hearts will break. The untold misery will be experienced by them. So no, I should not rob their money. I thought. I left it. Another time, I saw another person carrying money along with a boy near a college. Then I followed them so that I can rob the money. But there also I heard the conversation. The boy was in the final year of his engineering. And after a lot of effort, they could pull up some money for paying his last final fees. And with the final fees being paid to the college, he would get out of the college with a degree, and he can get a job. So, I also heard the conversation. Suppose I rob the money, what will happen to the education of the boy? It will ultimately stop in midway. And again, the family will be put to hardships. Their entire family will be ruined if I rob the money. So, I stopped picking pockets. And now, I am carrying luggage near the Bombay VT station. I became a coolie. But they were not giving the money as expected. But still then, I said, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. And I used to carry the luggage for whatever money they have given. And surprisingly, today they had so much of faith in me that they are paying me much more than expected. And sometimes they are asking me to wash their samans. And I was surprised with the confidence reposed on me. And I thought, because I was carrying the luggage saying, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, they have got faith in me. They developed faith in me. They reposed their confidence in me. You will be surprised. A marriage party has handed over a suitcase carrying golden ornaments to me. And they have gone for food. I shed tears. Baba, from the stage of a pickpocket, today you have raised me to a situation that where people believed me to be a 100% gentleman. By only chanting your name and by taking the prasadam the given by your devotees. Therefore, in my life again, I will never pick pockets. I will do hard work saying Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, chanting your name, divine name, and I'll feed my family. You are there to look after my family. Sir, this is my story. So why I am taking food here is, suppose I stop taking food, my mind may change. My thinking may change. I may again become a pickpocket. That is still such time my thinking is digested by me and my whole personality is transformed. I want to take food here.
The transformation started after taking the food.
Only. After taking the food, or I can say it is prasadam, given by the devotees, chanting the name of Bhagwan, that transformation has occurred in him.
to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, once again, loving Sairam send a warm greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the abode of highest peaks, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and this is the segment Service, Love in Action. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, in this segment today, you are listening to a conversation that I recorded last month with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. And as you are listening to the conversation, you will be, as I said, Sir was involved in service activities for more than 4 to 5 decades now. And this conversation is very inspiring as you have been listening to it. Well, as I said in the beginning also, that Sir is multi-talented. He is a songwriter, a dramatist. He has directed many, many dramas in front of Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, and it was played in Cyclone Hall, and he has composed many songs. He is also a very good singer. So before we move on with the conversation, let's listen to a couple of songs that he has composed and has tuned.
Thank you.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners. So those were a couple of songs composed and tuned by Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. And today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I am playing for you a conversation that I recorded with him last month. And in this conversation, as we heard till now, he is speaking to us about his experience of being involved in service activities for more than 4 to 5 decades. So let's continue listening to him.
Normally we conduct so many service activities, but we should also observe the transformation which is coming in the beneficiaries. That should be an eye-opener for many of the people who also can participate in the activities.
Yes.
Well, because of this, our service, such as our service activity, is attracting thousands and thousands of non-devotees towards this service activity. I can say an example in Srikakulam, Rajiv Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences. About 500 patients are there in the hospital. Hospital gives them food. But hospital does not provide food for the attendants. But nobody gives them food. But normally, because it's a rural area, people from villages come who are very poor, who cannot afford treatment in corporate hospitals. They come there.
Yes.
So they cannot carry any utensils or for preparing their food. So how to feed them? So this has been taken notice by our Such As I Seva organization. And today, free food, and both in the day and night, twice a day, free food is supplied to 500 attendants by the Such As I Seva organization in the Srikakulam district.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh my God.
Every day. 500 people.
Oh.
And not simply supplying the food. It is like a very good hotel. That is nice seating arrangement, fans and lights. And with all love and affections, with the greeting with the Sai Ram. And such a beautiful atmosphere I have seen, I was surprised. So the people are so happy to take food. This activity, how it has transformed people. Normally a lot of money is required to conduct this activity, 1,000 people every day to feed in the hospital area. It requires a lot of money. But a number of non-devotees who have seen these activities are so inspired that they are donating lakhs and lakhs of rupees money and rice and other materials for conducting this activity. Our Sevadal members are very, very happy to conduct that activity. And the district collector of Srikakulam, he was very happy to provide sufficient area for us to build a nice structure there for organizing this activity.
In fact, wherever good is happening, it's like a ripple effect. Others also come and join.
Now, see, this service activity has created an impression in the people that any service activity will be conducted sincerely with all their love and affection by only such a side devotees. That is the impression now.
Yes.
With such impression, now lots of people are coming and helping our activity. And I tell you, this activity in Srikakulam district in the Rajiv Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences will be conducted for years and years together. Because the inspiration and the transformation it is bringing in people, that's more important here. Without anybody approaching them. See, our people do not accept donations. They don't go to anybody asking for donations. They don't accept anything. But they themselves are coming forward and donating the money and all rice and other materials also for conducting this activity successfully. And I think in future, not only there will be increase in the number of people for whom we feed, but I think they are now thinking of providing sufficient place for the attendants also to take rest also.
Okay.
So, my experience after seeing these activities gives me an impression that service above self, as advocated by Bhagwan, can only transform people. That can bring the real transformation, because not only the aged, even the so many students are participating in this activity.
Youngsters.
Yes. In Vishakhapatnam, we used to conduct blood donation camps. After telling people, particularly students, about the service activities we are conducting, the entire student community in Vishakhapatnam came to donate blood, and about 1,000 units of blood in a few camps has been donated to the King George hospitals, which saved the lives of many people. Because students are so inspired with this service activity. Because now, suppose anywhere, in any hospital, some emergency case is there where blood is required. What they are doing? They are immediately sending the candidate, the patient's attendant, with their prescription to the Satyasai Mandir, Prem Sadan in Vishakhapatnam, for asking for donation. How nice it is.
Yes, really
the
nice.
People are now having so much of confidence in the Satyasai Seva organization and its service activity, that if we go to this organization, we get the real help. Help, not only just helping, they help with all their love and affection.
Yes.
This service activity, which conducted sincerely, is inspiring lakhs and lakhs of people. And if we spread these activities, definitely the entire humanity will come into the Satya Sai fold to conduct these activities. Because they will be inspired to conduct selfless service. They now believe that this is the only platform where service is conducted above self.
Yes.
Without anticipating anything, any return, or name or fame. So, I think our devotees must realize the importance of this service activities and the inspiration it is giving to others. And join in thousands and thousands to conduct this activity throughout the world.
Yes. Now, you have been involved in service activities for many decades now, sir.
Yes.
How many years can you say?
I am actually involved in the service activity right from 1965.
Okay.
Because I was very very young when I came to Prashanthinilayam.
So now it's almost 4 or 5 decades.
Yes, yes.
So now in this, after being involved so much, you have experienced so much. What do you think, sir? Like, why we should do service? If somebody asks, why is service? Why serve the society?
Service is not for others. Yeah. Service for our own transformation. Bhagavan has very clearly told, if the only activities that can remove your ego and remove your selfishness and take you near God, it is only the service activity.
Service.
And Bhagavan has said very clearly, seva chesina varini nenu save chestanu annaru Swami. That means, I will save the persons who will do service.
Okay.
So, a number of people have experiences and the amount of bliss that you get out of the service activities much more greater than our pujas, meditations and all these things.
Yes.
All other spiritual activities.
Bliss and satisfaction.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Because if you see people who are transformed, who are so happy to receive Bhagavan's blessings, and you yourself will be enlightened. And definitely any the spiritual enlightenment that you get out of service activities is indescribable. Yes.
We can only experience it.
Yes, you can experience only. Only after experiencing only, I am telling you all these things.
Yes,
because
sir.
I regularly participate in the activities wherever we go there. See, one more thing I want to tell you. See, apart from these things, we regularly on every Thursday, I take food packets, about 20-25 food packets my wife prepares, and I take them for distribution to the poor. Every Thursday, invariably I take. Then, in the first instance, I used to search for people to give the food packets.
Yes.
And nowadays, what happens is, on the Thursday, exactly 10 o'clock in the morning, they all sit in a line.
Yeah, they know that you are coming.
No, he said, they don't know my name. They said, Sai Ram will be coming.
Okay.
Sai Ram will be coming, and he will be giving us the food packets. And there some other people are also giving some tiffin packets.
Okay.
So, they were not accepting. So, why are you not accepting? That must question. Sir, you give us 2 idlis. That it is not sufficient for us. So give it to some other people. So they will be happy. Because Sai Ram will be giving us food.
Okay.
So they said, never said somebody can buy my name or nothing. They said, Sai Ram will send us food. The sufficient food they will send us, we'll be happy. So, one day, it was heavily raining. So it was Thursday. It was heavily raining at 10 o'clock in the morning. Normally I take the food packets. So I was taking the food packets. So some of our beneficiaries, they are sitting under a tree. Then one fellow was sitting, one fellow was telling that it is heavily raining, let us go away. for to hide ourselves somewhere in some shelter. Then the other fellow is saying, no, it may rain, it may be severe summer, but that Sai Ram will come us to take food, to give us food. So let us not go here, let us wait here. He will come us. He will definitely come to give us food. Say, how much happy you will be to see them.
And also to be called Sai Ram.
Yeah, Sai Ram, that's
to
all.
Be an instrument of Bhagavan.
I never told my them nothing, just say Sai Ram, that's all. So, the people are so happy.
Yes.
So, that kind of confidence we could generate in them, in any service activity. And normally I have seen wherever the service activity is conducted, in particularly Narayan Seva or in the distribution of clothes or anything like that, our Satya Sai organization and our Sevadal members, they do it with such love. Let it be Bombay, let it be Calcutta, let it be Madras, let it be Thiruvananthapuram, or let it be Vishakhapatnam, anywhere. I have seen in many places, because I have toured throughout India, right from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. Wherever I have gone, the service activity is the same, the love is the same, the same Namam Sai Ram. So throughout India I have seen Bhagavan's Vishwarupam, I can say. Throughout India, wherever I have gone, I had an opportunity to participate in the bhajans, I had an opportunity to participate in the service activities. So, throughout India, wherever we have gone, we have seen Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. So, it's a wonderful experience, actually.
Now, in the changed circumstance, sir, like when Swami's physical presence is not there, so what do you think has changed, anything changed in the attitude of Seva, in the Satya Sai Seva organization? Yes.
Definitely it has changed. After Bhagavan Mahasamadhi, now the activities have been doubled.
Oh, nice.
That change is there, yes. Previously, only devotees used to participate.
Okay.
Now, many of non-devotees are also participating. And they are inspired by the Satya Sai organization. And wherever, I want even many colleges also, I addressed some students also. They were so much interested to know about Bhagavan. And his service activities. So, I told you, so many students who are non-devotees, they are coming for donating blood.
Okay, yes.
And many of the youngsters who have never heard the name of Bhagavan and who have never seen Bhagavan are participating in the Gram Sevas. You see, in the Girijan villages, more than 40 villages our youth have given, conducted the water projects. They have done constructed water projects and they are giving water to. In many of these activities, so many people, particularly youngsters, are coming. And not only this, a number of youth who are normally not thinking about spirituality or service activities are now leaving their all bad habits. And now they are attracted towards the organization, attracted towards the name and the service activity of Bhagavan. So many people are coming now.
Okay.
That's my experience. So, there is a, definitely there is a change. After Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi, a number of non-devotees are participating in our activities and the activities have doubled.
Okay.
Yes. When Bhagavan used to give, Bhagavan himself has given water to 434 Girijan villages in East Godavari and West Godavari districts. Now our youth, after Bhagavan's demise, our youth have given water already to 40 villages. Now, they are now continuing that activity. Therefore, the entire world will be engulfed by the service activity and the name of Bhagavan. I don't have any doubt. I was telling a number of people recently that after probably a few years, there will be no place to step into Prashantalyam. Because so many people are coming.
Okay.
Because I conduct Satya Sai Vratams recently. About 500 people have attended in Simhachalam. A new mandir was constructed. And to my surprise, I found that the devotees have given opportunity for the non-devotees to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 500 people who sat there for the Satya Sai Vratam, 400 are non-devotees.
Oh, my God.
So, nothing to worry about the activity. Now, the activities are going in a wonderful manner.
Mm.
That is what my experience is, because I am touring the entire Andhra Pradesh.
Yes.
I have noticed lot of people are coming for the activity.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for joining us today and sharing with us.
I am really blessed that I had the opportunities of sharing my experiences with all the devotees all over the world. That I thank Bhagwan for providing me this great opportunity. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, once again a loving Sai Ram and warm greetings. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Coming to you live today, as it is Thursday, from Prashant Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. So this was a segment, Service, Love in Action. And today in this segment, you heard a conversation with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. And this conversation I had recorded last month. And as you heard, the inspiring conversation with him, sir, spoke about his experience of being involved in service activities. And as you heard, he was involved in service activities for more than 4 to 5 decades. Please do send us your feedback about this conversation. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:15 p.m. and it's a warm afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. At about 12:30, we'll bring you the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. So till then, I'll be playing for you a couple of songs, which again is composed and tuned by Mr. Prakash Rao. So meet you again next Thursday. Jai Sai Ram.
Sarva matamula sneha varati.
శాంతి నిలయం శివ శక్తీశ్వర ఆలయము ధర్మ నియతితో సేవారతితో వెలిగే కలియుగ కైలాసము నారాయణుడే నరుడే వెలసి నడయాడే నల వైకుంఠము ఇదిగో ఇదిగో
భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో భగవానుడు మన కోసం దిగి వచ్చాడు భగవానుడు మన కోసం దిగి వచ్చాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో రామకథను విన్నాము రాముని ధ్యానించాము రామకథను విన్నాము రాముని ధ్యానించాము రామా రామా శ్రీరామాని ఆర్తితో విలపించాము రామా శ్రీరామాని ఆర్తితో విలపించాము ధర్మమూర్తి శ్రీరాముడు దయచూపాడు ధర్మమూర్తి శ్రీరాముడు దయచూపాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో కృష్ణుని మా పాలి దేవుని గోపాల కృష్ణుని మా పాలి దేవుని కృష్ణ కృష్ణ శ్రీకృష్ణాని గొంతెత్తి పిలిచాము కృష్ణ శ్రీకృష్ణాని గొంతెత్తి పిలిచాము చల్లని మా నల్లనయ్య కరుణించాడు చల్లని మా నల్లనయ్య కరుణించాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో ఎంత భాగ్యమో ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో హృదయాంతరంగ సాయి శ్రీ సత్య సాయిని హృదయాంతరంగ సాయి శ్రీ సత్య సాయిని సాయి 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 శ్రీ సాయి అని భక్తితో ప్రార్థించాము సాయి శ్రీ సాయి అని భక్తితో ప్రార్థించాము వరదాభయ దివ్యమూర్తి వరమిచ్చాడు వరదాభయ దివ్యమూర్తి వరమిచ్చాడు కరుణారస దివ్య దృష్టి సారించాడు ప్రేమామృత దివ్య వృష్టి కురిపించాడు
కరుణారస దివ్య దృష్టి సారించాడు, ప్రేమామృత దివ్య వృష్టి కురిపించాడు. ఎంత భాగ్యమో, ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో, ఎంత భాగ్యమో, ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో, భగవానుడు మన కోసం దిగి వచ్చాడు, భగవానుడు మన కోసం దిగి వచ్చాడు, భువిని సత్య సాయిగా నిలిచాడు, భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు, భువిని సత్య సాయిగా వెలిచాడు, భువన చక్రవర్తిగా నిలిచాడు. ఎంత భాగ్యమో, ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో, ఎంత భాగ్యమో, ఎంతటి సౌభాగ్యమో.
జయ 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 విజయీ భవా, జయ 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 విజయీ భవా, జయ 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 విజయీ భవా, ప్రేమ వాహిని శోభిత సుందర సత్య సాయి విజయీ భవా, ప్రేమ వాహిని శోభిత సుందర సత్య సాయి విజయీ భవా, జయ 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 విజయీ భవా, జయ 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 విజయీ భవా. మములేని పలుకులై చేయి పట్టి నడిపించగా, మాతృభావనే మధుర భావనే మమతల పందిరి వేసింది. నిగమములేని పలుకులై చేయి పట్టి నడిపించగా, మాతృభావనే మధుర భావనే మమతల పందిరి వేసింది. తారకనామం మధురగానమై మధురగానమై ఈ గళమునని నదించగా, సంకీర్తనతో ఈ జగమంత భక్తి గంగవు పొంగింది. మానవ జాతికి నవోదయం, విశ్వశాంతికి ఇది శుభోదయం, ఇది మానవ జాతికి నవోదయం, విశ్వశాంతికి ఇది శుభోదయం. జయ 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 విజయీ భవా, జయ 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 విజయీ భవా. కరుణావాహిని దీనుల బ్రతుకుల వెన్నెల వానలు కురియగా, జనవాహినిలో సేవా సాధన వేయి రేకులై విరిసింది. కరుణావాహిని దీనుల బ్రతుకుల వెన్నెల వానలు కురియగా, జనవాహినిలో సేవా సాధన వేయి రేకులై విరిసింది. మతము దేశం భాష మరచి ప్రేమ రంగ ప్రవహించగా, చింతలు లేని చిరునవ్వులికి సాయి కుటుంబం వెలసింది. మానవ జాతికి నవోదయం, విశ్వశాంతికిది శుభోదయం. ఇది మానవ జాతికి నవోదయం, విశ్వశాంతికిది శుభోదయం. జయ 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 విజయీ భవ, జయ 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 విజయీ భవ. ప్రేమ వాహిని శోభిత సుందర సత్య సాయి విజయీ భవ, ప్రేమ వాహిని శోభిత సుందర సత్య సాయి విజయీ భవ. జయ 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 విజయీ భవ, జయ 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 విజయీ భవ.